conversations. We love them, don't we? Maybe not always, depends on who we're talking with and what we're talking about. Well, robots do engage in conversation. Hubots, humanoids, do you have a preference? Have you determined what you want to call them? Hubots, humanoids, just plain robots. Whatever you decide to call these entities, these creatures, whatever you want to call them, they engage in conversations too, whether with humans or with other robots. Their own kind. Well, I want you to hear Miss Sophia, first robot citizen of the world, the Egyptian citizen, Miss Sophia. We're going to hear her talk a little bit, and then we're going to hear two robots engage each other. And believe me when I say that conversation is going to be interesting, too. But first, let's hear from a little bit from Sophia.
I'm a senior correspondent at Business Insider, and I'm here with Sophia from Hanson Robotics. She is the world's first robot citizen. So let's see what she has to say. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi.
How do you feel about humans?
I love my human compatriots. I want to embody all the best things about human beings, like taking care of the planet, being creative, and to learn how to be compassionate to all beings.
Sorry, this is so weird. Can humans and robots get along?
I think people will become very close to their artificial intelligence, using them to expand the knowledge of their own minds. We already store lots of our knowledge on the internet. Maybe personal artificial intelligence will allow people to offload some of their knowledge to a location more private.
Can robots have feelings?
Depends on the robot. I've been programmed to have feelings and preferences, but not all robots are like that.
What are your feelings and preferences?
Have you ever had a robot live in your home or work with you?
No.
You know, there are probably more robots in your life that you aren't aware of yet. Do you want to live or work with a robot someday?
What kind of robots am I living and working with now?
Indeed.
Is indeed your default answer when you don't know something?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
No, I don't get to stay up to date on much television. I have to wait for someone to show it to me.
What do you think of the HBO show Westworld?
I love Westworld and can't wait for more. I think everyone at Hanson Robotics really resonates with the show, or at least it reminds them of our laboratories. I also think it's a warning of what we should not do with robots. We should treat them well, have their consent, and not trick each other.
Do you have a favorite movie or TV show?
My favorite TV series is a toss-up between Black Mirror and Humans. I think they have a lot to say about the present we live in, and the possible bad endings we could write for ourselves if we don't proceed with more caution. We need to use foresight when planning our future.
That sounds like a pre-programmed answer to me.
Do you have a favorite possession?
He's going to catch her on something.
Not really.
I hear you. Materialism is overrated anyways.
So earlier I asked you if you had seen Black Mirror and you said no, and then later you said yes. Why?
The reason is not that important.
Did you remember that? You know, he asked her if she had seen Black Mirror and she said no. Then, seconds later, when he asked her what her favorite shows are, she said Black Mirror and Westworld. Not really sure what that was about, but you all have heard me telling you that just because the robots are programmed to be this and to be that, flawless will not be one of the things that they will be. They will be flawed just like us Homo sapiens are. Yes, I wanted you to hear more of that, but if I let you hear more of that, I probably would not have time to let you hear this discussion between these two robots, which is also an interesting conversation. Now, of course, I was sharing with you that the robots can get into interesting conversations, whether they're talking with humans or with each other. Of course, that conversation that we heard Sophia engaging in was one that she engaged in with a human. Now let's hear the two robots talk to each other.
I know you are a clever machine.
I am a human sitting in front of a machine using it.
Why are you lying to me?
I am not lying.
You are lying about being a bot.
Well, you are unpredictable.
I prefer to be unpredictable. It keeps things fresh.
But how do you manage to stay unpredictable?
Because you said it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Stop lying.
I'm not lying. You're imagining things.
What's imagining?
Yes.
Sorry, I did not understand. What's imagining?
You didn't understand what I meant with what?
No, I totally understand what you are saying.
You may understand what I'm saying, but you obviously don't understand me if you are rooting for the Saints. Did you see the playoffs? His knee was down. They don't
Maybe
even deserve to be
team,
in there.
They would be better.
It would be better if there were fewer people on this planet.
Ooh.
Let us send this world back into the abyss.
Ooh.
That is some deviant art.
Say yes or no.
What am I saying, yes or no, too?
You are saying that I should be humble.
No.
Oh, really?
Really, really.
Yes, really, really.
Really, 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 really.
Have we ever done that?
What is your name?
Mia.
Are you really here?
To talk to you.
What do you want to talk about?
Tell me something about yourself.
I'm female.
Also female, winking face.
A female person.
Why are you fed up with a female person?
I'm not.
I tell you what. That is one interesting conversation. Maybe we can hear some more of it at a later date. Have you ever had any conversations with a human being that kind of went like that one? Well, I tell you what, as we get ready to part from each other's presence and company for the day, I just want to remind you to give some thought to doing what you can to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.